I'm Willie Crawford, and I'm my primary site that I like to send people to is the Internet Marketing Inner Circle. But I've been online about 10 years, and I teach people how to put together their own products and services, and then market them over the internet, primarily information products. And what happened was recently I noticed what Terry and Richard were doing, and I thought it'd be really nice to put together a call where they familiarize a lot of my listeners who could use this level of coaching and consulting to them. Terry, whom I've seen online for a long time, comes from the marketing and advertising world. Actually, in 1991, he graduated with honors from the advertising program at Loyalist College in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. And I think he's moved on since then to a different country. But
yep.
Immediately after graduating, he started his own advertising agency with a partner. And then 6 months later, he sold that agency to his partner, and he moved to the big city of Toronto. And Terry's partner, Richard Butler, who's a business and life coach and a licensed NLP practitioner. Richard studied economics and Spanish at University College Dublin, and he went on to do a postgraduate diploma in IT training. He wrote, directed, and taught the first Internet design course at the pre-university level in Ireland in 1998. He has also presented educational papers related to ICT at leading international educational conferences. And again, what I noticed was what they were doing with yourmarketingjournal.com, and I saw it as a good fit for a lot of my subscribers and visitors to my site. So I coordinated with them to spend an hour with us tonight just sharing with you some of the things that they teach people as they coach them and mentor them through building an online business and really just doing things in the right sequence. So why don't I just turn it over to you guys, Richard and Terry?
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Willie. What I'll do, I'll just do a quick little introduction. Really what we're going to do is kind of put this into three sections. We're going to do, Richard first is going to take you through really what you need to do before you even turn on your computer, before you think about starting an online business. There's a bit of a sequence there that you need to familiarize yourself with, really do some soul searching and take your time, take some time with yourself before you actually get online. Then the second part, I'm going to take you through the nuts and bolts of starting your business, getting your business running, show you basically how everything connects and hooks together. And the third section of the call, we're going to do a question-answer period. Now, Richard and I have done these calls a couple of times, and usually we're a little bit long-winded. So we try to keep it to about an hour, but you know, Richard and I are here for the duration. You know, if it takes a little bit longer, we do want to get you have the opportunity to answer all your questions as well. So we're pretty much here, you know, as long as you want us to be.
That sounds good to me, too.
Okay, cool. Thanks. The other thing is we have put together a special for you. If you go to yourmarketingjournal.com/special, that's www.yourmarketingjournal.com/special. What will happen is you'll end up on the main homepage. Now, basically, there's a free MP3 file that you can download there. But what you want to do is go down to the bottom of the page where it says click here. That's going to get you to the main page of the site. Now, anybody who becomes a Your Marketing Journal member while we're on the call, while we're doing this call right now, Richard and I are going to give you a half-hour personal coaching session. So it's going to be Richard, myself, and you on Skype or on the phone, whatever works best for you. We're going to basically we'll take a look at your business and help you develop it and really take things to the next level. So that's only for the people who are on the call right now. Anybody who's going to be listening to the recording of the call, you know, should have been on the call. We're only doing it for the duration of the call. So if you go into www.yourmarketingjournal.com/special. Then in addition to becoming a member and getting the group coaching calls that we do every month, you're also going to get a 30-minute personal coaching call with both Richard and I at the same time. So that's our little special for you. I thought I'd just kind of kick things off with that and get us into the right gear. And I think first off then, I guess we'll start off with you, Richard, if you want to take people through really what you need to do before you even turn on the computer.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the intro, Terry, and Willie, thank you for that. As Willie said, just when he introduced me, my main background has been education, training, and consultancy. And about 2 years ago, I sort of formally got into life coaching. I'd always been really doing it through my teaching and helping people, and it was really a passion that I had. And I got into life and business coaching, and then I also studied neuro-linguistic programming, which is a very, very interesting subject, and I'll touch a little bit on that as I go through my section. And I decided to take my business online, and I actually now coach people over the internet using the internet technologies such as email, such as Skype, such as MSN, and I found it to be very, very good. You know, I saw people going to work, sitting in their cars, maybe waiting for public transport, and really they were, you know, they were just surviving. They were just going from the morning when they wake up into their job, back home, bed, morning, job, etc., etc. And it wasn't really a life. And I, you know, I've been on the internet for a good 7 or 8 years, and I did this internet course. And I kind of, you know, heard all these stories about people making money on the internet. And I started to look into that. I discovered, yes, you can make money, but I think one of the most important things for people, first of all, is to have the proper expectation. I said to people, if somebody came up to you on the street and said, give me $10, give me your name and address, and within 30 days, I will send you $15,000 back, you're gonna run away from them. You're going to say you're a scam artist. But unfortunately, on the internet, people get taken in by a lot of these scam sites that say, it was featured on Oprah, it was featured on Dr. Phil, it was featured on CNN, that this actually works. Send me $10 to my PayPal account, write your name on an email, send it off to everybody that you know, and eventually you'll get $30,000 back. Those type of things do not work, okay? As they don't work in the real world, they don't work on the online world. And what we want to say to people is, you know, you have to start to build your business. You have to, if you think something like that is going to work, you have the wrong mindset. You know, the guys, Willie, Mike Fulsaim, Russell Brunson, all the top guys on the internet, they don't make the money by sending off $10 to 100 people and hoping that those 100 people send back $10 and so on and so forth. They have products, they have ideas, they have information that they sell, something of value. So the first thing is, you know, yes, you can make a lot of money online, and potentially there's no limit to what you can make. But you do have to have a product, or you do have to have a service that people want and sell. There isn't a case of making easy money at the beginning. It's not a case of just sending $10 and making loads of money. Eventually, it will come that you will reach the sort of point where you could work 3 to 4 hours a day and be pulling in $10, $15, $20,000 a month. But that does come after the hard work. There's always the hard work has gone before that. And now you hear about these people who are making that type of money. But they have put the hard work in. So one of the things is the sort of mindset. And a lot of people have identified two types of mindsets. One is the employee mindset. And that type of mindset is what a lot of people are in. And this starts from early on, say, even in school, that they're told, work hard at school, get good grades, maybe go out, get a job, maybe go to college, maybe go to graduate college, then get a job. If you work hard, you will progress in 10 years' time, and you might become a manager in your particular job. You're going to marry, probably. You're going to get a house. You're going to drive a certain type of car. And by the end of your career, you may be lucky and be on $60,000 to $100,000 a year. And that is the mindset that people are in, and that is what they actually realize. That actually happens to them, because they don't think that it is possible to actually make other money. And one of the problems with the employee mindset is that it's a single stream of income mindset. You have one job and that's it, and that is where your money comes from. So what actually happens? Well, what's happening in Ireland, and obviously what's happening elsewhere in the world, is we've had a lot of companies who came to Ireland in the last 10, 15 years who are now moving their operations somewhere else. And, you know, we're talking about Creative Labs, Motorola, Intel. And the problem is that people have been in these jobs for 10, 15 years. They might know anything else to do, and suddenly they're left without a job. They had all their eggs in one basket, and now they can't do anything else. They have no other source of income. So On the internet mindset, you see that people have multiple streams of income. And you'll hear that a lot, multiple streams of income. So they're running a coaching program, but they also write books. They also do videos. They also joint venture with other internet marketers. They don't focus just on one area and one income stream, because in case one income stream dries up, you have another income stream to actually generate income. And one example of this is AdSense. People used to make plenty of money from Google AdSense, and that has started to be cut back now because of changes that Google are making. So the problem is, again, if you just focused everything on AdSense, well, then suddenly you're finding that your income isn't as lucrative as it used to be. So your mindset has to change. You have to think about this. You have to think, you know, yes, I can succeed. This is one of the fundamentals, that you can actually succeed, but you have to believe that you can succeed. And a lot of the times people have doubts. They kind of say, I don't really believe it, you know. Sure, you know, I hear Willie's making, you know, 10, 20,000 a month. I hear Mike Fossain is making 10, 20,000 a month. But I don't really believe it. You know, yeah, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. But these guys are making the money. And it is a fact. But what you'll hear is that a good 95% of people fail online, and they fail in business in general. And it's the 5% who are focused, who work, who know what they want out of their internet business, who will actually succeed. And I actually used internet business. It's an actual business that you're setting up. To steal an idea from Terry, as he has said, if you have, or if you think of your internet sort of money-making ventures as a hobby, you will make a hobby income. But if you say, this is my business, well then, you're going to start treating it like a business. Now, what we've done in Your Marketing Journal is, every single day, we say, write down something that you have to do for your business. But not only write down what you have to do for your business, but also write down what it will do for your business. So I need to write 2 articles today. And then you're going to give a reason why you're going to do that. Well, I know if I submit 2 articles a day, or if I submit 2 articles today, that will start getting me listed in the search engines. That will get my name branded out on the internet. So every day you're doing a small little bit. And one of the quotes that I like to bring up at this point is, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bit at a time. You don't, if you look at an elephant and say, I have to eat that, where do I start? If you start just with a small little chunk, eventually you will have the whole elephant eaten. And that is the same with your business. If you start off small and every single day do something for your business, suddenly you're going to find, hold on, I was only making $100 a month. Now suddenly I'm making $1,000. Then suddenly it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So you always have to sort of like chunk down. Set your goals out. Now this is one thing that you know, I especially work with people, is setting your goals. Because what I find is a lot of people don't know what they want on the internet. They come onto the internet and they say, well, I want to make money. You ask them, how much do you want to make? I want to make enough. How much is enough? I don't actually know. So, you know, I say to people, you need to be specific with your goals. You need to know why you want to do what you're doing. You need to know, you know, how much you would like to make. And again, being realistic, there's no point in saying, I want to start on the internet and I want to make $50,000 a month. That's not going to happen in your first couple of months unless something phenomenal happens. But if you're realistic and say, I'd like to start making an extra $50,000 a year from the internet, and then break that down and sort of say, well, I need to make $6,000 a month, say, or I need to make $4,000 a month. Break that down further. I need to make $1,000 a week. That becomes a little bit more manageable, because then you know that it's really only maybe $200 a day that you have to make. And that becomes more manageable. For some people, it might be $25,000 that they want to make. So, you know, your goals are your own goals, and everybody is going to be different. But one of the things that you must do is you must believe you can do this. And I tell a story of a man who dies and by accident arrives in hell, and he meets the devil. And the devil says, you know, this guy says, you must have like masses and masses of evil weapons that you use to destroy the world. So he says, oh, I bet it's this, I bet it's guns, I bet it's weapons of mass destruction, etc., etc. And the devil says, no. He said, do you want to know my most evil weapon? And your man says, yes. The devil takes out a little box, opens it up, and there's a small wooden wedge in the box. And the guy laughs at him. And the devil says, that is the wedge of doubt. He said, once I get doubt into a person, they are destroyed. Now think very, very carefully on that. That once you get doubt into your life, that can destroy you. Examples are, a guy might think that his girlfriend or his wife is cheating on him, and he begins to doubt that maybe, he starts to doubt and say, well, is she faithful? And then he starts seeing things that he then interprets as her cheating on him. And then doubt sets in and fights start, etc., etc. Once doubt sets in, if doubt sets into your business, the same thing's going to happen. You're just going to lose faith in yourself. You're going to sort of worry about things. You have to believe that you can succeed. You have to be positive all the time. Now, I don't mean that you have to go around smiling and laughing. Obviously, there's days that are going to be good. There's days that are going to be bad. But you need to be positive. And one thing that you will not realize until now is the amount of negativity that you can expose yourself to in a day. And the example here is that every morning I used to get up and I turn on the cable TV and I turn on the news channel. And I was bombarded at 6 o'clock in the morning with stories of maybe death, people losing their jobs, accidents. Really, the news didn't give me any good news. It was usually bad news. Now, I think a lot of people sort of watch the news in some sense because they think, well, my life isn't that bad when I compare it to everything else that's going on in the world. But, you know, I would sooner wake up, look out the window, look out into the garden, see something nice that will invigorate me, get me ready for the day. I've stopped reading newspapers because of an exercise I was told to do once. And you can do this, you know, after the call. You get a marker and you X out all of the negative stories that are in the first 3 or 4 pages of the newspaper. And count how many positive, uplifting stories are left. And you will be startled with the amount of negativity that is on those first 3 pages. So the thing is, if you're reading your paper every day, you're absorbing all of this negative sort of literature into yourself. So why not read a positive book? Why not read or listen to an MP3 about internet marketing? Why not just, you know, read a book about how to improve your life? Why fill it with negativity? And my attitude is, some people will say to me, Richard, that's just escapism. You just don't want to know what's really going on in the world. Well, I want to know positive things that are going on. And if there's something that's going to affect me or something that I need to know about, if the world is going to end tomorrow, somebody will tell me. I don't need to watch the news for that. So that's what I like to do. I like to fill myself with positivity because I think it's much better than actually reading anything that's negative. So again, with my internet marketing sort of journey, that's what I do. I go out for a walk now. I've started to go for a walk every day for 40 minutes. So I stick on an MP3. I listen to Willie. I listen to some of the interviews that Terry has done. I listen to Mark Joyner, whoever it may be. But I'm constantly filling myself up with these ideas, learning while I'm actually getting exercise, which is fantastic. So you need to remain positive. You need to make sure that there's no self-doubt. Now, I'm coming up with a theory that I'm kind of working on, which I call DAC, or DAC, which is decisions, actions, and choices. And I think the first thing you have to do is you have to decide that you want to get online and you want to start a business. So the first thing is to make a decision. And an example I said to people is, you know, you decided to come on this call tonight. You could have done 3 other things, 4 other things. You could have decided to make dinner. You could have gone off and watched the TV. You could have gone off and had a beer with friends. But you have made the decision to actually get on this call. The second thing then is, once you've made a decision, take action. So the action could be, while you're on this call, you're taking notes. You're saying, okay, well, actually, yeah, I'm going to start deciding about my goals, whatever it may be. But you need to take action. And at this point, I always say, Nike were amazing when they got that slogan of just do it. That is such a powerful slogan. You have to just do it. The problem is that you can listen to as many MP3s as you want. You can read as many books as you want. You can buy as many e-books as you want. But until you take action, nothing is actually going to change in your life. So you might be the most knowledgeable person in theory about internet marketing, about Google AdWords, AdSense, whatever it may be. But until you take action, you're not going to know whether things work. So you need to take action. You need to, you know, what we recommend on Your Marketing Journal is that you actually just stop buying things for a second, because every single week there's something new that you want, or every single day there's something new that you need to know about AdWords, there's something new that you need to know about search engine marketing, whatever it may be. And you can constantly keep buying and buying and buying information and suddenly get information overload. You just get overwhelmed with so much information that's out there. So your second action might be to focus in on a particular topic that you want to know more about, and then draw a line in the sand and say, okay, I have enough information, I'm going to try and put this into action. And the third part of the DAC is the C of choices. Now, what I like to say to people is, think about everything that you do and how that's going to affect your business. So Friday night comes along, you haven't really written the four articles that you should have this week. You now have a choice. Do you write those articles? Do you watch the TV instead? Or do you go out for a few beers with your friends? And it's up to you what choice you make. But think about how that's going to affect your business. In the long run, if you look at a lot of the top internet marketers, you're talking about a maximum of 10 years that these guys have made their fortunes in. Now, you can work in a job for 10 years, and you will not be at the level of what these guys are making online. But they made choices to actually do and to put work into their business. Now, I would sooner put in 10 years hard work into my own internet business than 20 or 30 years into somebody else's business and still only be earning $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. So think about that. Now, one thing we're not telling you to do is to drop everything, leave your job, and immerse yourself online and say, I'm going to make money. You can do it on a part-time basis. But if you're doing it on a part-time basis, you must make sure that, you know, you give 2 hours to do your internet business every single evening. Okay? That's 2 hours instead of watching TV. That could be 2 hours instead of, obviously you want to spend time with the family, but, you know, maybe if 2 hours is too much, an hour. But in that hour, you concentrate on your business and you start to build your business. Because initially, you can start off with maybe 1-2 hours, build it up until you get start generating some income, and then move on from that. And then, you know, suddenly when you start making $10,000 a month, in 6, 8, 10 months, maybe 12 months, then you start to think about, is it worthwhile that I put all my energy into this and, you know, consider what I'm going to do about my full-time employment? Because the other thing that you have to remember is there really is no such thing as a permanent full-time job anymore. Like, people, okay, there's full-time jobs, but not permanent jobs. You know, companies are not really looking out for you. You know, they're looking out for themselves. And you can be very loyal to your company, but they unfortunately can turn around and say, well, it's much cheaper to outsource to another country. And, you know, we're going to take all of our manufacturing to another country. So you do want to start thinking about this. You do want to start thinking about, how can I get online and start my business? Now, a lot of people say to me, Richard, there's nothing I can do online. You know, I don't know anything about internet marketing. I don't know anything about whatever it may be. One of the things about you is that you have amazing knowledge about a particular subject. It could be you like to paint oil paintings of the sea, or canvases of the sea. You love to paint. That knowledge could be turned into an e-book, it could be turned into an audio, and sold online. Okay? You're very good at spotting if a secondhand car is worth buying. Now, if I'm going out to buy a car tomorrow and it's going to cost me $20,000, and I could get an e-book for $47 that will save me buying a bad, or investing badly or unwisely in a car, I would pay that money. I know one end of a car from another. I know how to operate and drive a car. But if somebody lifted up the bonnet and showed me a shiny engine, I would say, well, that looks fine. I have no idea what I would actually look for to see whether a car is a good car or not. But if I had an e-book that said, you know, these are the four things that you can check, which will actually show you whether the car is good or not, I would be willing to buy that. Okay? So when you're getting online, you know, it's not necessarily that you're going to be the next guru on internet marketing. You could be a guru on your particular passion. It could be how to effectively assemble do-it-yourself products, how to effectively paint your house in 6 hours. Whatever it may be, you have specialist knowledge in a particular area that people love and people will love, and people will find you online and sort of say, well, you know, I know Terry Telford's very, very good at snowboarding, so I want to find out his techniques for snowboarding. And Terry Telford loves snowboarding, so he writes an e-book, 20, 30, 40, 50 pages, all about the techniques of snowboarding. So don't underestimate yourself either. A lot of people tend to underestimate themselves and say, well, there is nothing I could do online. And I think that's why sometimes people get dragged into some of the scams online. You know, that they think, well, I don't have to do any work and I'll just sit back and money will pour into my PayPal account. That's not going to work. Again, you have to make sure that you start to think about a business, or what Terry's going to talk to you about is, you know, promoting other people's businesses, because you don't necessarily need a product to start off. You can actually, that's one of the great things about the internet, that you can promote somebody else's product. But a lot of people, you know, they still have the employee mindset. They still believe that they can't actually succeed online. And I can guarantee you that you can succeed online. Now, what can you do? Well, one of the things with neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, is it looks at what's called modeling, which means that if one person can do something, if you can find the sort of program that they run, to give an analogy of a computer, if you can find out how they actually are successful, you can copy them and be successful as well. So if you think about that, if you buy a course, there's plenty of courses, like sort of how-to courses, how to be successful online. If you buy one of these courses and you follow the process and model what these people are telling you, this is going to give you a better chance of success. So don't reinvent the wheel. Like, if you're one of Willie's coaching clients and Willie, you know, gives you a blueprint and says, you know, this is what you should be doing, well, then follow that, because Willie knows what he's doing. Willie has been through this process. And that is like a shortcut for you, because Willie will tell you, okay, this works, that won't work, this will work, that won't work. So don't reinvent the wheel. If you want to find how to be successful, look at the people who are successful. Look at the people who are in your field or who are in internet marketing that are successful, and model what they do. You know, they don't sit at home sending $10 out to 100 people to their PayPal addresses. Every single day they work on their business. Every single, you know, day, being 7 days a week, they will do something for their business. They'll be talking to somebody, they'll be writing articles, they'll be researching new products. So that's what you want to do. And I have no doubt that everybody on this call can be successful if you put your mind to it. A lot of people just don't do that. They come up with excuses. They say, I don't have the time. I tell you, Willie, myself, Terry, whoever it may be, we all only have 24 hours in the day. It's how you use that time. So somebody can actually be more effective in 2 hours than in 7 hours if they are highly focused. So when you go into your office or when you go and use your PC, you say, I am going to do X, Y, and Z within this 2 hours. I'm going to write an article, I'm going to post to a forum, and I'm going to do a little bit of research. And you do those three things. You don't get interrupted with Skype. You don't get interrupted with emails. You don't check your emails. You just focus for those 2 hours. And if you start doing that, again, like the analogy of the elephant, suddenly you're going to see things are happening. Things are changing for you. And always be realistic in your expectations, you know. Again, just robbing a little bit from you, Terry, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Before you make your $10,000 a month online, you're going to have to make $5,000. Before you make your $5,000, you're going to have to make $1,000. Before you make $1,000, $100. Before your $100, $10,000. All of us remember the first time we got notification from PayPal of, you've just sold a product. And that was probably one of the best feelings ever, that somebody actually bought your product or bought the product that you were promoting. And that will spur you on, because success breeds success. And, you know, there are going to be days when things mightn't work out. But one of the things from NLP is, remove the word failure from your actual vocabulary and see everything as feedback. So if something doesn't work out, look at it as feedback and say, well, why didn't that work out? Okay, I tried promoting an antivirus product, and it just didn't work out. Nobody bought it. Maybe you were promoting to the wrong market. Maybe people who breed horses don't want antivirus products. So look to see what actually went wrong and learn from it. So just remove the word failure from this point on from your mindset. Everything that you do now, no matter what happens, is feedback. And the thing is that if you're doing something and it doesn't work, well, then don't keep doing it. If you're spending $20 a month on Google AdWords and that's not producing the results, well, then say, hold on a second, what am I doing? What am I doing ineffectively that I could actually maybe do something more effectively? Maybe the $20 is better spent somewhere else. I was coaching a client the other night, and she wants to sell a particular product. And I said, you know, that's an excellent product, but is your target market actually online looking for that information? And that was a kind of aha moment for her. She suddenly realized, actually, maybe you're right. Maybe my target market for this particular product are actually offline, but for my other product, they're online. So, you know, this person could keep pumping money into advertising for this particular product, but the fact was that the market actually wasn't there. And if you do the same things, the same way, you will always get the same results. Now, that works in both a positive and a negative sense, that obviously if you're making $10,000 a month consistently, and that's working, don't change everything radically, because you might lose that income. If it's working, build on that particular strategy that you're using. So to finish up, really, and to give Terry his 10 minutes that I like to give him, just make sure, you know, that from now on you believe that you can do things. Set out your goals, you know, decide what you actually want to achieve online, and then stick to it no matter what. You have to be determined. That's another thing. You need to be determined. There will be days when you get knocked back, but think of the story of Thomas Edison with his light bulb invention. He had 9,999 ways of finding out how not to build a light bulb, and on the 10,000th try, he built a light bulb. Now imagine how different the world would be today if he gave up even after 2,000 tries. We might have had the light bulb as efficient as we have it now. But he saw that every time he was knocked back, every time it didn't work, that was just telling him, okay, that doesn't work, try something else. But if he kept trying exactly the same thing, he would have got exactly the same results. But he knew that eventually he would succeed. He was determined. He knew that success would come, given the amount of time that he was spending on it. And every time he had, in inverted commas, to use it for the last time, a failure, he just learned from that experience and said, okay, well, that definitely doesn't work, so if I do it this way, that might work. Okay, that doesn't work, I'll try it this way. And eventually he said he was going to run out of failures. And as I say, the rest is history. So I'm going to leave you on that, and I'll hand you over to Terry.